You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
When the chips are down and democracy's back is up against the wall, two radio veterans step up to the microphone to right the wrongs, standing for truth, justice, and just because. Hey, are they ready to go yet? It's John and Gordy on 92.7 WMDX.
And welcome again to another fantastic looking day. I mean, this is just, this is beautiful. I have just a t-shirt on and threw a long sleeve shirt on just because I'm used to doing that.
Yeah.
I didn't need it.
Yeah, the t-shirt.
It's gorgeous today. What a morning. WMDX 92.7. It's John and Gordy in the morning. And boy, have we got a lot of stuff coming up this morning. I mean, you know, it's just the fire hose of stuff. of idiocracy.
Is.
Fire hose of idiocracy.
It's too much.
Yeah, there's way too much stuff. Yeah,
we'll to get talk to it. About.
We have Tim Slecker coming up, I believe. Who knows what we'll talk about?
Yeah. Education, generally speaking, but
from educators.
That's it. From busted
talking
pencils.
About education.
Mm-hmm. Good morning. Yes. Happy Thursday.
You can barely hear me.
Are you okay? What's the you can't hear the headphones?
There
you
go.
You got to turn those hearing aids up.
Okay. Boop. Yep. There you go.
Producer Sam in the box.
Sherry already texts in. She says, good morning, John and Gordy, and question mark.
Yeah.
Does she think that I've already been replaced?
Perhaps.
Oh, no.
Yeah. You're still right. Here for, what, another
two and a half
couple
weeks.
Of weeks?
Yeah.
Oh, you're counting the days now.
No,
huh?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. You okay, buddy?
What happened there, John?
Got a man down out here.
Well, I don't know.
Did I
pass my cough on to you or something?
Well, my son, I started coughing. Isn't that strange? Yeah, wow, right into the mic.
I know. Right over this way. Thank you.
I was going to ask, what happened to Sherry? We haven't heard from her in a long time.
I think she was on vacation.
Do you know that for sure?
No, I don't know. I'm just guessing. It's vacation.
All right, well,
time.
It's a good guess. anyway, we haven't heard from her. And, she calls up the other radio shows, not this particular program. I would assume she has morning voice or, she doesn't have enough coffee yet in the morning.
She says, LOL. She hasn't sent us an emoji lately.
No. Lately. No gigantic emoji picture.
Yeah. So we're seeing sunshine this morning. It's around 60 degrees, but we do have a pretty good chance for showers and thunderstorms popping up mid to late afternoon today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, some of them could be strong, so we'll keep an eye out on that.
All right.
Did you wear your Samsung WMDX watch?
Yes.
Tell us what that says for a predicted afternoon high.
Really?
And sunrise and sunset.
You're actually
and all
that curious
crap.
Today, huh?
Yeah,
okay.
Sure.
All right. Well, no, you're faking it again.
Yeah,
damn
whatever.
It. You fooled me.
Whatever.
All right. 60 degrees currently high today, around 88 degrees. I think I'm right again on this one, and a low tonight of 59. Now, if you're curious at all, when sunset is occurring,
I was just wondering that.
8:14.
Sherry sent an emoji. Okay,
yeah.
She's right
big
on top of
dancing
it.
Dancing coffee cup. Yeah, that's. You know, I have one of those. I bought a big cup like that.
It dances though.
It dances, and it has that band around it. You know, it's kind of a cream colored cup with a band, brown band around it. I bought it because I was trying to disguise my beer as
in
a coffee
mug.
As a coffee. In my car.
sometimes
I can't wait to have my beer.
Nothing hits better after a long, long shift on the radio than a couple of cold ones while you're driving back to Middleton, right?
No, that's not, what, in the that's not what I have it. It's usually something like, when you go to a state park or something and you want to, it's a hot day in the car and you're driving along and you really have to have something cold, a real cold one.
When are you going to get to that story that you've had for a while about some very specialized beer removal experts?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Beer removal
experts. Yeah, the beer removal experts. Okay. A guy had a big party at his home. He acts like it's a big bar.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And he embroiders shirts that you can order online that, I mean, it looks like an official bar.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Sure. And, and he had extra beer the next day. Yeah. And he asked for some beer removal experts to stop by. I'm like, beer removal. See, I didn't get it right away.
Right.
Beer removal experts.
It sounds like a big money grab on this guy's part. He's making shirts. And he's got a bar set up in his basement illegally.
It's crazy. Yeah. It's crazy. Yeah. Yeah. He has them out in the yard.
Nice.
Big cabana. The whole thing. Lots of people. It's an old friend of Ann's from high school. They don't really know each other, but she follows him on Facebook, and that's where she saw his big parties.
Well, let us know next time you get a heads up on that. We'll check it out.
Yeah.
We can all go over there.
Yeah, we can be some of his beer removal experts.
Yeah. The afternoon high today. Yeah. It's going to be really toasty, right?
Yeah.
What did your said 86?
88.
88. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see what the we haven't used the lottery balls for a while. Should we do that today?
Yeah, let's take out our balls.
Normally we do that on Fridays, but you know.
Well, they're kind of sweaty balls this morning.
Okay, first number coming up. Let's see. Is an 8 indeed? Okay, so we're all in the 80s.
Yep.
And there you go. And a 7.
There you go. Oh,
and
big
87.
One.
87.
Yeah, 87.
According to the lottery balls, so it's
pretty
be,
damn close. Yeah.
And the dew point's going to be very high, John, above 60.
That's not good. So you know, I'm allergic to the dew point. I can't handle it at all.
Yeah. Let's get to the national day calendar for today, the 15th day of May.
We're
halfway through the month. Can you believe
this?
This
is a big moment.
Oh boy!
For me.
Oh boy!
Every morning I look forward.
You? What about me? Hell. Is it or is it not? Bring flowers to someone day? Is it National Taco Day? National Nylon Stocking Day? National Chocolate Chip Day? Which one of those days does not belong?
All right, I'm not looking. I'm thinking.
I know.
Chocolate chip day. It's not chocolate chip.
Is that really your guess?
Yes,
that
really.
Well, you're wrong. It is chocolate chip day.
Well, Sam, I made it easy for Sam now. All he has to do is pick between.
Did you
three.
Pick that just so that I would pick the right one? I don't know if I have the right one, but I'm gonna try.
I know he's got.
Well, I'm just trying to
you're
be nice.
You're just giving it up
on your way
for
out.
Me, for me, John.
Thank yeah.
Yeah. I don't think it's taco.
You are
day
correct,
today.
Sir.
Oh, there it is.
Right.
See?
You are correct.
Yeah.
Way to
yeah.
go. It's not National Taco Day. That might be some other day, but it's not today. It's Bring Flowers to Someone Day. Why would May 15th be Bring Flowers to Someone Day?
I don't know.
April showers mean May 15th is Bring Flowers to Someone Day.
Seems suspicious when you bring flowers to somebody.
Yeah, flowers are one
of
nature's
red flag
way.
There.
Flowers are one of nature's. Yeah, I see these guys.
Yeah, what do you do?
Every once in a while in the grocery store.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
the grocery store is a good place to buy flowers. You know, you see these guys walking around. Yeah. You're doing your shopping, but just a guy that grabs those flowers that they have. They have a few, but, and that's all they're getting. You know, I think, oh man, what happened to him?
Yeah.
What'd he do?
What? Yeah, another victim.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway, where was I? Oh, National Bring Someone to Flowers Day. The act of giving flowers has been a custom dating back to ancient times, according to this, back to the Chinese, Egyptian, Greek, and Roman cultures.
Yeah, men were making mistakes back then, too.
Way back then. Yeah, they were in the doghouse. Yeah. And, you have flowers have meanings. Baby's breath means everlasting love.
Mm-hmm.
White carnations, incense and purity. Yellow carnations, sadness or gloom.
Stop, well, stop. I'm starting to get sick now.
Yeah,
this
you're
is
getting
just
hallucinating.
Really
and, yeah, this is disgusting.
I can't do
Let's
this.
Move on. It doesn't mean anything.
I don't do it. No one else should.
It's National Nylon Stocking Day.
That's it, yeah.
Do women even...
Do they wear them anymore? I don't think so.
I'm not sure about that, but apparently there are many varieties and colors available. Mm. I guess you do see that occasionally. Nylon stockings.
Do they call them pantyhose now? Or is
I don't know. Stockings worn before the 1890s were made of woven cloth, such as cotton, linen, wool, or silk. Before the 1920s, women's stockings were worn for warmth, as hemlines tend to rise. The stockings were made of more sheer items like silk or rayon, followed by nylon after 1940. Isn't that interesting?
No.
No, I didn't think so either. No. Okay, National Chocolate Chip Day. That's today.
Yeah.
Enjoy some chocolate chip cookies.
It'd be nice if somebody just filled us in, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, update us.
What?
Do people wear nylons anymore?
I don't know.
Yeah. Are they pantyhose instead?
Well, I don't think in the summertime.
I have no idea.
I would think that.
You know, a lot of
be the case. What,
everybody's
Sam?
Wearing jeans now. Everybody, no one does this stuff anymore. Yeah, no, right?
It's, we've moved.
Why
on.
Are you looking at me?
You know
you
this
look
stuff.
Like you
I'm
had
in my
to say
I'm in my 20s. How would I know?
Well,
how would you know?
I'm just fascinated by the fact that Gord has not mentioned your T-shirt yet.
Oh, I didn't. Oh, the Yellow Submarine T-shirt.
Yeah, I got a Beatles T-shirt.
Yeah,
I got it. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I bought a Yellow Submarine poster the other day.
Oh, yeah.
At a flea market thing.
Hmm. Will you ever stop buying Beatles merch?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I see every little stuff here and there. I don't have that much stuff, really.
Yeah,
I actually don't. No.
Yeah. Hey, let's see what was in the history books today, Sam.
Well, I was going to chime in with one of the things about nylons.
Yeah, tell me.
The reason that it's nylons day today is, I think it was 1940, you mentioned that they, I didn't even write this one down because I thought you were going to mention it, that they were introduced on this day in 1940.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay. And anything else?
No, that's the only thing, Gordy.
Okay.
Yes, there's a couple other things that have happened on this day.
Mr.
We've got
Wise
thousands
guy.
Of years of history to choose from.
I had to go through all the trauma of my sister and even some of my dates. You know, the run that you get in nylons. You know?
Oh, God. Yeah.
And what? How and it just
people
is
not
so upsetting to them when it happens?
Yeah, really upsetting. You
well,
know,
then they try
happens,
to stop it.
It happens by accident, and they just think, oh, he's being really careful. Then they have to go out run out and get another pair of nylons.
I think if they get a run in the nylon, you can stop it with, nail polish
Yeah. So it sticks to your leg, and you can't get it off.
Yeah, it burns. Yeah. What were you saying, Sam? We interrupted you.
You want to go back to the history books?
Yes, sure.
Well, Matt's on the line.
You don't
minute.
Seem very happy about that.
I don't really care, actually.
Well, maybe Matt
yeah,
has
Yeah, let's
some,
talk to Matt real quick.
Know. Okay, good morning, Matt. What's happening in your world? You got it less than
good
a
morning,
minute.
Guys.
Hi.
It's going to be hot and annoying today.
It is.
Yeah, it is.
But what I'm annoyed about something.
Let it fly, buddy.
The Nation magazine has a article out now about this doomsday prophecy that the Christian white nationalists and the evangelicals have been preaching since Billy Graham days.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I remember laughing it off when they would sell these doomsday survival buckets of terrible food.
Right.
And maybe these people were eating it, and that's why they're so stupid now. It just killed their brain cells, right?
Good theory.
But apparently this is the MAGA base that wants to see everything destroyed because they're so pathetically naive and stupid that they don't realize it's going to destroy their lives as well, right?
Well, don't hold back, Matt, whatever it is.
But it pisses me off. They're bringing us all with them. That's the problem. And how do we stand up to this American Taliban?
Great question.
That is buying all this MAGA swag while they tear the country apart.
That's terrific question. There's no easy answer.
You know, they've been such great good Christians that it would be time for them to leave.
Matt, thank you for that question.
Entering into the kingdom.
We will ponder that along with you.
Yes.
And we're just getting started on a Thursday morning. It's John and Gordy along with producer Sam coming right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
WMDX 92.7, John Peterson, Gordy Young with you in the morning.
It's 22 past the hour. It's going to be warm and humid today. Highs in the mid to upper 80s. Maybe some showers and storms late this afternoon. So grab that umbrella as you head out this morning. Check those windshield wipers. Kick the tires.
Newer windshield wipers. Hey, you know, I was driving around in Sun Prairie yesterday.
Were you?
And I stopped by the Dunkin' Donut out there where we're going to have a cop on a roof tomorrow.
Catherine's going to be out there broadcasting,
because she wants to run into some
big beefy
She's
cops.
She's a fan of the
uniforms.
Men in uniform.
she likes,
So there's a certain fantasy involved in it. But I did stop in, and I said hello to one of the managers.
Right, yeah.
She said, I asked to say, could I see the manager? Well, we have a bunch of managers.
Everybody's a manager.
I said, you need more than one? Oh, yeah. So anyway, the main manager, the owner, I guess, wasn't there. But they're looking forward to this big event out there.
Oh, it's a big deal.
Yeah.
They raised a lot of money for Special Olympics.
And when I went in there, they were almost out of donuts.
What?
I mean, they're doing a bang-up business of donuts in Sun Prairie.
Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do they have that one specific donut that you liked? I remember you talking about one donut they don't make anymore.
Yes, yes. In fact, I asked about it as well. Because I guess individually the donut makers have a preference. But I guess it's kind of Dunkin' Donut-wide that they don't make the coconut donuts anymore, where they sprinkle, coconut on them or toasted coconut. Mm. My favorite was the toasted coconut.
Really?
But I guess, I don't know, maybe it, took too much time to make those, to sprinkle it on.
Yeah. Well, times change and people's tastes change, and maybe you were the last one that would ask for those donuts. There's this one weird guy who comes in every once in a while asking for coconut donuts.
What does he do with those donuts?
I don't know.
I might be the last person that ever asked for a toasted coconut donut.
I mentioned yesterday we went to that big wing ding at Camp Randall Stadium.
Downtown Madison.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun. There were like 700 people there.
There was.
And
a lot of people supporting a lot of people. They have businesses on State Street.
I didn't realize that they had remodeled that whole end zone area.
Oh, they did, man.
Yeah.
Wow, huh?
A couple of years ago, or was that last year?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You're looking at me. I don't go to Camp Randall very often.
Yeah. Ever since that ugly incident, the Pink Floyd show where you were running around in Speedo and T-shirt.
What, the Pink Floyd concert?
Trying to get on stage. That was bad. It was bad.
Yeah, anyway. I shouldn't have done that.
Anyway, it was a good time downtown Madison. A lot of suits and ties. I was really surprised.
I mean,
so it was
hot.
It was really humid, and all these guys walking around and all dressed up in their business suits, handing out business cards.
I don't
know
what they're building along the east side of Camp Randall.
Yeah, I guess that's
but
the next.
It was certainly fun walking around
the entire state. I did the same thing. I walked all the way around
That was dumb.
Get to gate one.
Isn't that unbelievable?
Yeah.
Wow.
But it was a good time.
Yeah.
It was great to see everybody.
Actually, you really walked around that stadium.
I actually did.
You were 50 feet from the actual entrance.
I guess if I had read the instructions of where we were supposed to go in, that would have been helpful.
That would have helped, too.
But I wasn't the only one. Other people were walking in front. I just followed some people, that looked like they were dressed up and ready to go. So I thought, well, they know where they're going. And they obviously didn't.
No.
Because we got all the way around. Well, you don't know where the entrance is either, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Walked around the whole damn place.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
We got a lot of steps in, though.
But anyway, good for downtown Madison, keeping everything vital downtown here and doing these big
events. Well, that's because
events.
We were, we had our final broadcast at Short Stack Eatery, which is, it's a landmark in this town.
Yeah,
everybody headed out there.
Closing it's in 11 days.
Fantastic restaurant.
Yeah.
They did so well. Right. And like almost all the businesses on State Street, the owners of these buildings, these businesses, their leases are continually going up, up, and these businesses cannot handle that kind of increase.
Right.
I'm not saying that's what happened to ShortStack,
but I don't know.
I would assume that is what happened. Mm. And, you know, there are some business demands as well from these business owners, you know, that lease these buildings, and you know, sometimes the owner of the building doesn't want to, you know, go through the expense of updating the facility. So there's a lot going on.
Yeah.
I think when we talked to the mayor once, I brought that up as a question. Is there a way to kind of supplement the individuals when these leases go up to keep them on State Street? Because they become landmarks almost.
Right.
Is there a way that we can do that while also providing some kind of relief for the building owners who provide these leases?
Yeah, that would be...
We didn't get an answer on that.
No, we didn't.
Just to let you know.
Sam, we got a minute here for history. You want to highlight something that happened on this
date? Sure, why not? What do we got? What's good here? Today in 1800, John Adams, president at the time, he ordered the federal government to move from Philadelphia, where it had been for about 10 years, to Washington, D.C., its new and to current-day present location.
The entire
federal government at that time was only about 125 people. Can you believe that?
Well, we should go back to that.
To Philadelphia?
Yeah, that's a more simpler time, right? I mean, why do we need all these different office buildings? Oh, my God, you know?
Right, great. I thought this one was funny. Today, in 1940, the McDonald brothers, before they opened their McDonald's hamburger stand, they opened McDonald's famous barbecue, which eventually evolved into that. But I just got to play this. They've got nothing on the grouchy captain.
Okay.
Grouchy captain at Cappy's Drive-In at 62nd and Fond du Lac. If you and your crew feel like you've been in the brig on bread and water for days, set sail.
Have you ever been to the Grouchy Captain?
I love the commercial so much. I had to visit. Great stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, everybody had the same kind of food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, when we come back, we'll talk to Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils. It's all about edumacation, right?
It is.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Ed's Old West Exterminators, the only exterminators in town who kill your roaches after giving them guns and allowing the roaches to draw first.
Sounds fair enough.
I think so.
I think Meg would love that. This is John and Gordy in the morning, WMDX 92.7 on your FM dial or also on your Civic Media app. Check us out there. You can call us or text us. We're getting texts, and we've got the Chuckster from Racine suggesting that we watch a little special called Bringing the Muppets to Moscow, which we probably will do. I appreciate the tip on that.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. It is 6:35. We've got sunshine this morning. It's bright and beautiful. It looks like a nice morning, but it's going to heat up through the day. It's going to be really hot and humid by this afternoon. We've got a chance for showers and thunderstorms mid to late afternoon and evening. And we'll keep you posted on that. High today, about 87.
Time once again, about this time, each and every Thursday morning, we talk to Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils and find out what's going on in education, okay? And and this time, why don't we talk about what you've got coming up on Saturday? You have a one-hour broadcast, live broadcast on Saturdays from 3 to 4. And I think it has something to do with the teachers' concerns for what they're going to be able to teach because of the culture war. Yeah. Fill us in.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the first thing Johnny and I are going to discuss is the reality that, you know, we've been offered a single propeller airplane from a small school district, and we're getting a lot of heat.
Yeah.
Keep going.
You know, I mean, it's a gift and in no way should be taken as, you know, a bribe that Johnny and I would talk favorably about this school district. So,
well, I
there's
agree.
Some controversy about you accepting that, apparently.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you know, it's a gift and, you know, it's just one of those things. That, yeah. I mean, who are we to say no?
Right. You don't want to offend them by saying no. You have to accept
it. I don't know. It, you know, they said something about it. You know, it's single propeller, you know, interior leather. And, you know, it might even come with a pilot.
Well, there you go.
That'd be great.
You know, the thing is, I mean, it would cost a lot if you had to buy it. Right? So this is a great free way of getting one. Yes. And now we're finding out it's not so free after all. Yeah. All right.
No strings attached. Okay.
Well, you know, the thing here is that because of the culture war, there is something that the Trump administration is really carrying out in spades. It is going after illegal DEI practices. I've never been able to figure out what's the illegal part of diversity, equity, and inclusion. I don't know what would be illegal about that, or how they could make that illegal. Three words combined suddenly makes those three words illegal. Right?
Apparently, yeah.
So what is it? What is it, Tim?
Well, it's a tough thing to... apologize for the little glitz there.
That's okay. We lost you there for a few seconds, but you're back, and we can hear you clearly. So
it might have been the, you know, all the haters about us accepting that airplane.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
You know, I mean, here's Saturday's show, though. This is really interesting. You know, we have for the longest time. You know, you always ask the future teachers, people who are, you know, about to be in the classroom, or even people that have been teaching a few years. You know, what is it they'd really like to know more about or to be better at?
Mm-hmm.
What are their biggest concerns as they're going into a new school year? And we're talking 50 years. The research shows that the number one concern is that teachers would like to have more sense of how to, and I use this word control, but to have control of the classroom management, to be able to orchestrate how students move in and out of the classroom, how they raise their hands. It's called classroom management. And this really is foundational to being able to, you know, teach well. And you understand what it is because there's nothing like standing up.
Okay.
All right.
We got
you
a little,
back? You back, Tim?
We've got a little bit of
we're getting a little freezing.
I think,
disconnection there.
Must be really cold.
Am I back
is that?
There, Sam?
You're back.
Back
now.
You're back with us.
Watch out where you're standing in the house there.
I know. I'm trying to move around here.
Yeah.
Classroom management. And but you know, we're looking at now the number one concern of teachers. It has surpassed that. It is, will I get in trouble if I teach the wrong thing?
Mm-hmm.
And with that, the continued stress that creates. And can my mental health survive being a teacher?
Yeah.
This is the number one concern of teachers. And this really, as you said, John, goes back to the attack on diversity, equity, and inclusion, the culture wars, which has turned classrooms into this battleground where teachers, they're really concerned. And we're bringing this up because if there is the teacher shortage that we've talked about so much, this really is not a good development, because this really has implications for how many people are going to actually going to want to be a teacher in the future, and how many teachers are going to stay in the profession.
Yeah. Well, you know, there was a controversy about a little competition, sports competitions in some of these schools where they have a wheelchair, basketball, events like that.
Right.
And they used some of the language that is targeted in the DEI practices that Trump is going after. So this is what the problem they're having in schools is, the language that they've used, words that they've used to describe these events are popping up because of AI. Research, and they come up with these events and they start making them illegal or picking on individuals, you know, wheelchair, basketball, come on, you know?
Well, I mean, but John, you bring that up because that's inclusion.
Yes, yes.
Mm. You know, and so somebody would, I think what happens is you have reasonable people going, well, you know, we don't want to get rid of wheelchair basketball.
Right.
It's like, well, but that's inclusion. And so if you support this so-called, you know, the attack on diversity, equity, and inclusion, be realistic and try to figure out what it is that then means when it gets translated into policy.
Right.
Because, and so that goes back then to the teachers and what they're teaching, because the policy starts to come across as saying, hey, if anything is controversial in the content that I'm teaching, that could be pegged as some type of diversity training or right. teaching for equity. And they're not going to do that. They're concerned. And so you think about that is the number one concern of new wow. future and beginning teachers is that, and I think you translate this into going, their biggest concern is I don't want to get in trouble.
Well, right.
Yeah.
And you don't want to move away from wheelchair basketball where do you go back to donkey basketball? And what a mess that was.
That was never a good thing.
Forget about it.
Yeah.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. One thing that remains constant since 1958, they are still direct-to-consumer and provide superior products at unbeatable prices. Two locations here in Madison on the east side and the west side, or go to verlo.com. We're talking to Dr. Tim Slecker about education and what's going on in the classroom.
I know that, you know, this DEI being illegal is just silly and ridiculous and almost surreal. There is an event at some of these schools where they have Students of Color Summits events.
Right.
But the thing is that it's held by a lot of white students. So there are a lot of white students involved in these events as well. So it's really, you know, not segregating individuals to, you know, their color. It is an event for everyone. And that's right. the problem with targeting DEI programs. And they're not even DEI programs, they're just programs.
Right.
And now we've you know, pigeonholed them into DEI, which is, you know, just ridiculous at this point.
Well, and yeah, I think that too, you know, a lot of the diversity term has been the one that really gets a lot.
Yeah.
John, I think though, you know, moving that, I'd like to see more people talking about the inclusion aspect of that, because mm-hmm. when you start talking about inclusion, you really then become moving into, particularly around the realm of special education.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
I right. think support and services for students with special needs, most people are in favor of continuing to do that good work.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, and so it's kind of this thing, you know, how do you fight back? And I think there's a gut reaction to going, well, you know, stop picking on or the diversity and things like that. And I said, you know, let's come right out and talk about, you know, inclusion. So what you're saying is that it's illegal to provide support services for students who need extra help, whether it's physical, whether it's cognitive.
Mm-hmm.
And, if you want to create a sense of resistance, go where more people are more inclined to jump on and support. And I just see support for inclusion in special education particularly as being an issue that, you know, a lot of people are going, well, I want that type of support for my student, for my grandson, for that really brings up that kind of spot where the public, once they understand what the attack on diversity, equity, and inclusion really means, that kind of changes the attitude.
Right.
Yeah. And, you know, it's a declaration by Trump. I mean, it's an executive order making it illegal. And you can't just make something illegal. And I'm wondering, are there any, you know, challenges in our courts about making something so incredibly not illegal? Illegal. Yeah, there has to be a challenge to this, because this is causing a lot, as we've mentioned here, a lot of confusion in the schools and everywhere. I mean, this is affecting everyone, businesses as well. So somewhere, I hope somebody has a legal effort.
Yeah, well,
here.
I mean, you know what? One of our frequent guests and partners of the show, the president of AFT, the mm-hmm. biggest teachers union, Randy Weingarten. I mean, yeah, they're part of a lawsuit right now that is challenging this. And that's a good thing. And I'm glad you brought that up so that people know that. But what in the meantime, though the sense of feeling threatened as a teacher is real. Taking the lawsuit doesn't empower teachers to go, oh, now I feel safe again. That'll take time. So we need to do that. I just continue to think about, again, Sam, who's about to enter this profession, how do we continue to attract great people like Sam when we're also telling them, hey, when you get into the classroom, don't do this, be very concerned about that and have these things. And you start to go, it's like, is that really the type of situation that you want your kids, teachers, new teachers? Do you always want them operating in a sense of anxiety versus a sense of wanting to teach well and empower their students?
Right, exactly. You know, I don't think we have time for this, but the Digital Equity Act is gone as well. And we learned a lot during COVID that a lot of people need access to the internet, high-speed internet, in order to do their classes, and we got to prepare for the next event. And now they're doing away with this. So
yeah, and I obviously here in my parents' house, I also need that high-speed internet too.
Stay with us, Tim. We'll come back with more with Dr. Tim Slecker on John and Gordy in the Morning right after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
WMDX 92.7, John Peterson, Gordy Young in the Morning.
It is 6:52. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Madison Hearing Aid Center.
What?
You know, I just... yeah, what? I just talked to Jim yesterday.
Yeah?
Yeah, set up an appointment.
I'm getting an appointment next Tuesday.
Yeah,
right?
Next Tuesday. Yeah. Madison Hearing Aid Center, 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. They're individualized care. That's what they offer. Not one size fits all. Every customer gets a tailored experience designed around their specific hearing needs and lifestyle. They help people and change their lives with better hearing, improving the quality of life through better hearing. You can check out their website at madisonhearingaidcenter.com. They've got I took this test yesterday on the hearing site.
Oh, you
did? On the website.
Yeah.
They have a hearing test right there. You can put on some headphones and check out, do an initial test.
Yeah.
And then set up an appointment. MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. That's MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. They're at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison.
We're talking to Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils, and I mentioned the Digital Equity Act is gone now with a stroke of a pen, Trump's pen. And this was a $2.5 billion grant that ensured everyone had equal access to the digital economy. And it targets seniors, incarcerated individuals, veterans, people with disabilities, those facing a language barrier, members of racial and ethnic minority groups. Oh, boy, that's it. That's the bad thing right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but because it included ethnic and minority groups, it had to go. It doesn't matter whether it benefited everybody else.
Everybody else on that list.
But that was it right there, and people in rural communities. So they're going to go back to slow internet, even though we've learned our lesson during COVID that the internet is one of the most important things to continue with education. Tim, what do you think about something like this? This is a huge major step backward. We think we're learning our lesson about slow internet, right? So...
Well, and your point, I mean, this is a real issue here. Wisconsin, rural anywhere, right now.
Yeah.
I mean, there are places where you can't get cell coverage. You're thinking about that. And so the initiative to create the ability to have high-speed communications everywhere, particularly when high-speed communications are really essential to learning, the fact that we've, because of the name, the digital equity,
Like,
that must be illegal. But come back to this word again and go, okay, what is it about the word equity that creates such fear?
That
has to be horrible. And, to me, it's also, where does the support for these? And sadly, I see a lot of support in the rural areas. Kind of a knee-jerk reaction to support these types of silly types of policy implementations. Yeah. And then the fact is that it then hurts them the most. Maybe there's a shift there, though, happening. We continue to keep saying that, when we make clear how this affects local communities and particularly their schools and their public schooling is that actually some of the most vigorous support for local public schools does come from our rural areas. So maybe what we're doing here, though, is saying, let's continue to shine a light on the fact that this is an attack on public education, rural schools, and this is an attack on our community. And in fact, this is trying to keep our community in the dark by not giving us the access to the digital communications that are essential in today's world.
Yeah, you've alluded to the fact that Sam is going to be starting his education career as a teacher in the fall with substitute teaching, and Sam grew up in a rural area where he had to take a school bus to school, and some incident happened, I think, that led to him becoming a teacher all these years later. Sam, explain
this. Yes,
this
was a very, very formative experience in me.
Scarring, it sounds like.
Wanting to join education.
what happened now?
Well, okay, so this is in the wintertime. There's snow everywhere.
Yeah.
My bus driver, I think what happened was he missed a stop. And instead of, driving up to the next intersection and turning around, he tried to turn around, do a Y turn in the road, except he couldn't tell where the road ended and, the ditch began. Yeah. So he drove us into the ditch and he got stuck there. And so they had to send a whole other bus out, and we were late getting to school that day.
No.
And
you think he did this intentionally,
though?
I think he did.
Well, I don't think he exactly knew what he was doing.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. But they called us into, the health office, everyone who was on that bus, because I think that the bus driver lied to the people in charge, saying that he accidentally drove into the ditch because they thought that we were all concussed or something.
Well, it scarred you for life. Wow. Now. Yes.
I can't ever get back on a school bus.
Oh. And one of the things too, in the rural areas, they have school buses that have internet in them.
Well, there you go.
That's
right. Because of the long commute to school, because the school districts have combined, and now there are longer rides to school. Mm-hmm. They provide internet, and you can do your homework on the bus.
Yeah,
that sounds like an extension of a privilege to a group that needs to be stopped.
And we have to leave it right there.
Well, yeah, thanks for chiming in. we have Tim as our guest, and he didn't say anything in this break. So.
But you can listen to Busted Pencils Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, new podcasts, and then on Saturday at 3 o'clock on the Civic Media Radio Network. Thanks, Tim, for joining us.
Yep.
We'll talk to you next time.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
Yep.
And coming up in our next hour, we'll talk to Amy Horak with the Horticultural Report, and also Brittany Merlot on the stormy weather that could be headed our way later on today.
That's right, yes.
It's all coming up on John and Gordy in the Morning on WMDX.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.